Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. All right, let's think back to age 17. In my case, that was 13 million years ago. And if we think back 13 million years, what kind of personal finance knowledge did you have back then? Probably not a lot. Maybe because your school didn't teach it, your parents didn't talk about it, or maybe because you thought it was the single most boring thing a teenager could think about or talk about. Douglas Price wants to change this. He has written a personal finance book called 17 to Millionaire, and he joins us now to talk about what it's all about. Hello there.
Bruce, hi. It's a privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're 17. You're at Central Secondary School in London, Ontario. Are you a personal finance nerd from the way back?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I should clarify, I'm no longer 17 and no longer going to high school anymore.
That is abundantly clear. That is, you've been bathed in cryogenic fluid so you can remember what life was like back then, but you're not.
Right.
But you have a particular affinity for this demographic. And why is that?
You know what, Bruce? It's because when I started to develop an interest in personal finance about 5 or 6 years ago, it was because of actually my frustration with the fact that I didn't get any financial literacy training when I was in high school. So I kind of thought, why doesn't this exist? And so I thought, well, someone has to change this. And I told my friend at the time, I said, somebody in the school system has to change this. And at the time I was a teacher, and my friend said, well, you're in the school system. And I thought,
Wait a second. That's an idea. There is no paragraph longer than two sentences in this book. How did you put yourself into the TikTok, Instagram ready mindset of a 17-year-old?
Bruce, the way the book is written, it's designed to be fun, it's designed to be engaging, and it's designed to be read very, very quickly. So I just kept thinking, what is the book that I would want to read if I was 17 today? Like, what's a book that's not going to be like all these other dry, mind-numbing, like financial, thick volume books out there that are very, very difficult to read? What's going to be really fun and engaging and entertaining, ultimately, and what is going to be a fantastic experience for a 17-year-old or anybody really, but specifically grade 12 students. And so that's what I tried to do. So yeah, as a result of keeping the paragraphs really short, the idea is hopefully we keep the attention and we just keep it all rolling right along.
This book is written for 17-year-olds, but it will likely be purchased by parents or teachers of 17-year-olds. What should they know about what you're trying to do here?
So specifically parents, if there are parents who have teenagers who, like, I mean, specifically 17-year-olds, this is a book that is designed to help fill the gap both in financial literacy training in high schools, as well as bridge the conversation that may or may not happen between parents and teenagers. I think every parent would agree that they feel on some level pressured to have the conversation about money with their kids, but those conversations can be awkward and tricky. And this book sets out to try to fill that gap. And actually, parents, they can give their teenager this book, and that is the first step in setting their teenager up for financial success. And in addition to that, the book, instead of the parent taking responsibility for having that conversation, there's actually three chapters that are carefully placed in the book that outline how the teenager can actually open up the conversation with the parent. Yeah. And so as a result, what we do is we give agency to the kid, and suddenly they have control over their own learning, which I think is really, really important. And that's what we try to capture in this book.
I read that. I thought it was a smart move and a brave move to send the 17-year-old after their parents. Why did you incorporate that, especially given that some parents will be deeply uncomfortable by that conversation?
I think the reason why I decided to go about it that way is because for years and years and years, parents seemed to be hesitant about having that conversation with their teenagers. So I thought, I wonder if there's just a different way to do this. And I think I started asking the question, why do parents hesitate about that? And the answer I kept coming up with was, maybe it's because parents don't have that much financial awareness themselves, and not their fault. Like, a lot of us were never taught in high school. Maybe you're the same. Bruce, were you taught anything in high
school? I took a course called The Mathematics of Investments in grade 12. So I cannot say I was not taught.
That is amazing. That's fantastic. And hopefully that will start to filter in more and more to different schools. But I certainly, for me, I wasn't taught anything. And I think a lot of parents are the same. And so if they are the same, then having that conversation with their teenager can sometimes open up a weakness that they have, or a lot of people find their ignorance around finance a sensitive topic. So as a result, it leads to difficult conversations. And sometimes these conversations just get put off, and then sometimes they just don't happen. So that's why we tried to reverse it.
There is lots of content and some tried and true concepts like the golden rules, the 10% rule, as in save that first 10, pay yourself first, max out your TFSA. And I think the most magical thing that any person, young or old, needs to learn is the magic of compound interest.
Love it.
I wanna though focus on the 10% rule. That is a hard ask of someone who's in their first job to say, no, 10% goes to your future self. It does not go to, they're 17. So what are they spending on at 17? I was going to say beer. And then I thought, no one underage would ever spend money on beer. So it's not that. So tell us why you were so passionate about the 10% rule.
You bet. So Bruce, really the whole point and focus of the book is to try to build both an understanding as well as try to build a basics of habit building. So with the 10% rule, it's all about, look, it doesn't have to be a perfect system. You don't have to get it right each and every time, but it's about bringing an awareness to the reader. Hey, like, there's a different way to think about this. And a lot of people, I even mention it in the book, the order that a lot of us have in our minds is we make money, we spend money, and then we have nothing left over to invest. And what I encourage the reader to do is just develop that habit of rearranging the order in their mind. So we make money, we pay ourselves first, that 10%, I default to the 10%, and then we have the rest to spend. And it's that small mental adjustment that I say in the book is the first step to building wealth. And I think you'd agree with that.
I would agree with that, as a matter of fact. Now, one of the other things that I really liked about the book is you go through the paycheck, including how they will get taxed at source, which when I found out a bazillion years ago that I had to pay taxes, I was infuriated. But it's the reality of life as Canadians. What do you want readers to take away from that part in particular?
You bet. So that's in chunk number three. So for your listeners, basically the book is divided into five different sections. And the third section is what I call the road trip. And the reason it's called the road trip is because I tried to take the reader on a journey that leads us to the registered retirement savings plan. And I, through my teaching, I found that explaining the RRSP was very difficult because of all the other pieces of information that you need in order to connect the dots when it comes to understanding the ins and outs of the RRSP. So my challenge with writing the book was to figure out the right order of information to go in and to teach it in so that when we got to the RRSP, it all started to make sense. So with section number three, we go on this road trip, and it starts with the obvious first step is, hey, we get our first job. Okay, if we get our first job, we're going to make a paycheck. We're going to see that paycheck. We're going to get a pay stub. We want the reader to open the envelope, take a look at the pay stub, and then we want them to be able to understand the information on it. I don't know about you, but I had to learn the hard way. I didn't have anybody telling me what CPP and EI was on my pay stub. I had to just figure it all out on my own. And I don't think there's any reason why kids should have to learn the hard way. So I thought, let's start there. Hey, also, when you look at your paycheck, that's not as much as you thought it was going to be. So why is that? Let's look at the ins and outs of that. And then that leads us to the progressive tax system, which leads us to total income versus taxable income and tax deductions. And ideally, when you add all those things together, once we get to the RRSP, it all starts to make sense.
Hopefully it all starts to make sense, and it is made easier with this book called 17 to Millionaire, its author, Douglas Price. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Bruce, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
A ton of great stuff in there. If you're an educator, get the book. If you're a parent of a 17-year-old or even a 25-year-old who hasn't got the basics down, go buy the book.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.